This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Susana V. Mendez, date of birth, January the 20th, 1958. Case ID number 4205810. Date of exam, December the 6th, 2022. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Harlingen Medical Center dated 8/14/2022 and Su Clinica Familiar, Raymondville, dated 8/25/22. Identifying information. This is a 64-year-old married female with three grown children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate rheumatoid arthritis and pain in her extremities. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was in 2018, where she was a provider for 8 years. She states that half of those years she worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month, and that the other half she worked 4 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she lives in a house with her husband, and her husband is working. She is presently not receiving disability benefits. Allegation number 1 and 2, rheumatoid arthritis and pain in her extremities. The claimant states that since 2012, she has had pain in her joints, especially in her hands, knees, ankles, and foot area. She states she was diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis, but that no x-rays were performed and no positive labs were given. It was a physical diagnosis made by physical exam by a physician. The claimant denies any fractures, surgeries, or injections given for her condition. Her symptoms include swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that she feels every morning. Her limitations include being able to walk 1 block, stand for 30 minutes, climb 1 flight of stairs, squat, and bend over to pick up clothes. She is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, use a skillet, sweep a room, and lift approximately 3 pounds above her head. She is unable to open up a jar top or button her clothes at this time. Her physician is Dr. Albert Smith. The claimant has no assistive devices that she uses at this time, and she is presently taking Tylenol 500 milligrams TID and Tramadol hydrochloride 50 milligrams TID for relief. The claimant states that her daily activities include watching TV, doing light housework, going to the grocery store, cooking, but not doing any other exercise. She states she does not sleep during the day or do the laundry. She states she doesn't do any physical activity because she kept on falling all the time. Family history. Her father died from heart disease, myocardial infarction, diabetes mellitus, and he also had cancer. The mother had a cerebral vascular accident, coronary artery disease, renal failure, hypertension, and diabetes mellitus. There is also a positive family history of uterine cancer, hypertension, heart disease, and Sjögren's syndrome. Medications. Isurbib, mononitrate, 30 milligrams QD, Jardiance, 10 milligrams QD, Docusate, sodium, 100 milligrams QD, Pantoprazole, 40 milligrams QD, Tramadol hydrochloride, 50 milligrams TID, Breo, Ellipta, 100 milligrams /25 milligrams QD, Humalog, 5 units TID with meals, and Trespa, 10 units sub-Q QD. medical problems, history of fatty liver with necrosis of the pancreas, comma, osteoarthritis and questionable rheumatoid arthritis, comma, non-insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus with a hemoglobin A1c of 6.6, gastroesophageal reflux disease, comma, history of acute pancreatitis, comma, history of meningitis in the past, comma, history of coronary artery disease with angina, comma, major surgeries, cholecystectomy in 2017, hysterectomy, April the 1st, 1998, and an appendectomy, which was performed January the 1st, 1988. Social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 97.7 Fahrenheit, weight 130 pounds, height 5 feet, BP 146 over 95 mmHg, heart rate 65 beats per minute, respiration 12 respirations per minute, BMI 25.5, general. This is a 64-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in no acute distress. She also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you please drop down to H, E, and T after the after the third sentence? The claimant appeared to have bilateral mild cataract formation of her eyes. Could you drop down to the last two sentences? Visual acuity was grossly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snell and vision. OD uncorrected was 20/200. Pinhole is 20/70. Corrected is 20/40. OS uncorrected is 20/200. Pinhole is 20/70. Corrected is 20/40. Binocular uncorrected is 20/200, and binocular corrected is 20/40. Could you please drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant had no palpable muscle spasms or tenderness, although she does appear to have deformity of her fingers and some tenderness of the joints. There is mild joint swelling of her hands, but no erythema effusion or their deformity was noted except for in her fingers. There is normal range of motion. Of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine, and the claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities. However, the claimant had mild difficulty in flexing her shoulders and in flexing her knees. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 90 degrees bilaterally. However, in the supine position, it was only 20 degrees bilaterally. Sensory examination was normal to light touch throughout the body. There is normal range of motion of both knees. However, the claimant is only able to flex at 90 degrees bilaterally, secondary to weakness. The claimant had difficulty in squatting and getting up on her own. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty in walking on her heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a normal tandem rate. She could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally, secondary to some weakness. Assisted devices, she requires no assisted devices at this time. Neurological exam. Grip strength was +3/5 bilaterally, and the claimant had difficulty in pinching and opposing fingers, but was able to make a full closed fist bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were normal. Sensory examination was normal to light, touch, pinprick, and position sense was normal. There is no evidence of muscle wasting or muscle spasms. Muscle strength is +4/5 for all tested areas. Fine and dexterous finger control is mildly abnormal bilaterally, secondary to osteoarthritis of the hands, and poor and because of strength, the +3/5 of her hands. X-rays of the left knee, no acute findings. X-rays of the right knee, no acute findings. Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle small objects. She hears and speaks well. There is some evidence of joint deformity, bone, and tissue destruction, especially of her hands. She is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is mildly abnormal grip strength bilaterally at +3/5. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is mild to mildly restricted, secondary to arthritis in her fingers. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but does show some fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields, but does have some limitations in her visual acuity, which has been corrected with glasses. The claimant appears to have some cataract formation of both eye lenses. She is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to mild osteoarthritis of both hands with a grip strength of +3/5 bilaterally and decreased vision. Probable diagnoses: rheumatoid arthritis and pain of the extremities. Not confirmed with physical examination except for osteoarthritis noted in her fingers. Rheumatoid arthritis has not been confirmed. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Susana V. Mendez.